With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Plans are beginning to take shape for the Republican Party's national convention in Milwaukee this summer.
Hundreds of news media personnel gathered here in Milwaukee for the latest convention update and to finalize technical plans and logistics for the four-day event in mid-July. Organizers said major contracts are in place, including for hotels and transportation. City officials and business owners are hoping for a major economic boost from the GOP convention, which is expected to formally nominate Donald Trump and will take place in fewer than 100 days. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
Meanwhile, former Representative John Campbell of California urging Never Trumpers in the GOP to rally around the former president for the good of the party and the country.
Campbell says he didn't vote for Trump in his own state's primary.
I was hoping for somebody other than Donald Trump.
Now Campbell says he will be voting for Trump in November.
And trying to convince everyone I know to vote for Donald Trump in November.
Because Campbell says despite things he doesn't like about Donald Trump,
he is leagues better than Joe Biden, who is the worst president of my lifetime.
Former Representative John Campbell was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, paint at the pump, gas $3.60 a gallon, 20 cents higher than a month ago.
If you're driving in California, it's an eye-popping $5.35 a gallon. What's going on? Well, AAA spokesman Andrew Gross blames tension in the Middle East and Ukraine's renewed attacks on Russia's oil infrastructure. They've spiked oil prices recently, he says, and demand is up, says the Energy Information Administration. The AAA points to that and the rising oil prices as the culprits, saying those two things together will likely move pump prices higher. I'm Rita Foley.
UConn beats Purdue 75-60 to win the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. SRN News. A basketball coach, now the target of atheists.
Dawn Staley is a Christian, and sometimes after her University of South Carolina women's team plays a game, she will make references to her faith in comments to the media. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has a problem with that. The country's leading atheist group has made a formal demand that the university take disciplinary action against Staley for her comments, claiming that they might make atheist players, quote, feel unwelcome. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York state officials are being allowed to continue legal action against a county outside the city that's banned males from competing as females on sports teams. A U.S. district judge denied Nassau County's request for a temporary restraining order against State Attorney General Letitia James. The legality of the county's ban will be decided at a later date. Some localities are trying to keep men off of women's teams. This is SRN News. A Boeing 737 operated by Southwest Airlines lost an engine cover shortly after takeoff Sunday from Denver.
Several passengers and flight attendants heard something loud hit the wing.
The pilot radioing the tower that audio captured on liveatc.net.
Let's go ahead and declare an emergency for Southwest 3695, and we'd like an immediate return. We got a piece of the engine cowling hanging off, apparently.
No one was injured. The plane returned safely to the airport. The FAA is investigating. It's the second mishap for Southwest and the latest in a string of mechanical issues for Boeing planes over the last several months. I'm Julie Walker.
Tesla settled a lawsuit brought by the family of a Silicon Valley engineer who died in a crash while relying on the company's semi-autonomous driving software. The size of the settlement, though, not disclosed. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup.